Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train, let's ride. I've got another story for you. I just got back from a trip with my grandmother. I call her Gran. We went to the mountains and rented a house there. It's not the first time we've done this. We do it, not every year, but every year or two. We go for walks in the woods there and look for birds. Gran knows a lot about birds. She loves birds. We left Haytown, and by the time we got to the house, it was already night. There were stars and a thin crescent moon in the sky. We'd rented this house many times before. It's an old house by a river. It smells like an old house, and it has old furniture in it. Even though it's old, it's very comfortable. Gran and I were both very tired, and we went straight to bed when we got there. We like getting up early in the morning, with the birds, and when it's night time in the mountains, it's so quiet. I always sleep very well there, and I look forward to sleeping there. I love my bedroom in that house. There's a window by the bed, and I can look at the stars until I fall asleep. You can see so many more stars out there in the mountains. I slept very well that first night, looking at the stars and listening to the gentle water sounds of the river and Grandma snoring in the other bedroom. When we woke up, I could still see the moon through the window I had been watching the stars through. The stars had all changed their places. I blinked and rubbed my eyes and sat up in bed. I had had a strange dream. I went to the kitchen to cook breakfast for Gran. I made some coffee with milk for me, black for her. I toasted some bread in a frying pan and boiled two eggs. When the toast was ready, I put a piece on each plate and spread some butter on each piece. When the eggs were cooked, I peeled them and put one on each piece of buttered bread. Then I put salt and pepper shakers on the table. Grandma woke up and came in the room, wearing her pajamas. "This looks delicious, Carl," she said. "Dig in," I replied. Gran took a sip of coffee and asked me if I'd had any dreams last night. I looked out the window. Blue was mixing with black in the sky. This is always one of the first questions Gran asks in the morning. I told her I had indeed had a dream last night. I was walking over these green hills. There were green hills upon green hills that extended as far as the eye could see. Over the green hills was a perfectly blue sky. This is strange, but though I was walking across those beautiful green hills, I could also see myself from above as if I was looking at myself on a map in a video game. Also on the map was a purple spot. In the dream, I had already read books about a king who lived on those green hills many years ago, He was a king who looked like a drawing on a deck of cards, the king of hearts or clubs or something. I could see him in the dream, even though he had lived in a different time hundreds of years ago. The purple spot on the map was where he lived, and he had left some magic energy there, some magic energy that I wanted to feel very badly. The magic energy was purple. That was its color. I laughed. It was just purple magic. This was all perfectly normal in the dream. Before too long, I saw the castle up on top of a hill. The castle itself was purple. It was made of purple bricks with pink mortar in between. Mortar, dear listener, is what you call the stuff that holds bricks together. The castle was amazing. I was filled with awe as I approached it. It was actually glowing. It gave off light. When I got within about 50 feet of it, which, dear listener, is about 16 or 17 meters, I stopped and let my mouth hang open. It was so beautiful, so full of magic power. And then, without any warning, the castle began to fall to the ground. It crumbled completely right before my eyes, brick by brick, and it did so completely soundlessly, silently. I watched this happen in amazement and then went to look through the rubble. The rubble was glowing purple also, and in the rubble I found a heart, not like a real human heart, but like a heart in a deck of cards. It felt warm and soft but firm. I held it to my face. It felt very good, and little beams of light started shooting out of it, and I laughed and smiled because I knew it was good, whatever it was. That was my dream, Gran. What do you think it means? Grandma swallowed, looked me in the eye, and said, "I don't have the slightest idea, Carl." We finished our breakfast and went walking through the woods looking for birds. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.